Hello, and welcome to Musicians, Politicians, Magicians, where we talk about how music and politics are combined in a magical way to influence the people via media, and is commonly called propaganda. But music has a special way, a special manipulative power among the people, and that's why politicians have been using it since the beginning of time, going back to the bard songs, and it's just been in our heritage and our history forever. So everyone's been talking here lately about Taylor Swift and her involvement in the political movement on the left, and what they're getting ready to do with the so-called racist tomahawk chop in Kansas City with the Chiefs. I spent a lot of time in Tallahassee with the Seminoles, where they also had a tomahawk chop there. And we see the same thing over and over again. And we will get into all of this wokeism and cancel culture and upcoming episodes. But today we want to delve in a little further on illegal aliens, illegal migrants, illegal entry into the United States, and why that's important. When you look back at the history of the United States, in 1989, when we ratified the Constitution and the amendments, our Bill of Rights, and made everything official and implemented the system we have today, the populace was just at 4 million people. That's it. And we are letting pretty much that in per year or per every other year through our borders. Now, that's okay if the American people vote on that and we know who's coming in and what they're coming in for. But to allow anybody and everybody entry that, let's face it, some of them are out to harm others in ways that we do not like. So without getting into all the, you know, this group did this or this group did that and pointing fingers, I don't want this to be about that, because that's why people don't like politics. We want to bring back discussions to a humanitarian level, to a human level. I'm talking to you, you're listening, you respond to me, we have a conversation about it. And that's how things open up, so we can move forward with, well, here's what everybody wants to do. Here's the general consensus. And that's another issue that we will talk in upcoming podcast, is that the people seem to have one consensus of what they want to do, but their representatives do the opposite. And we will be addressing that. So if you like what you hear so far at the Rock Duck Musicians, Politicians, Magicians podcast, then subscribe, stay tuned, because we've got a lot more to come. But getting back to what I would like to deliberate on today, the illegal entry into the United States and upgrading it to a felony. Now, this is very important, and we need to start a conversation about this, and we need to get everybody talking about it. All the talking heads, the news media, the more voices that opine on this, the more eyeballs that tune into this, the better for the United States. This is how democracy thrives. In other words, just because I spawned the idea, that doesn't mean it's the end-all be-all. It still needs to be talked about. Is it the best way to go? How should we augment it? Because there is no black or white. There's always a full spectrum in between, correct? We need to find the proper level within that spectrum. It's what a governor is called, right? And I'm not talking about a governor in a state. I'm talking about a governor on a car, on a vehicle. When you press that gas pedal as a governor, that, you know, prevents you from overdoing something to the engine and other things, right? It regulates things. And so that's what we need. We need common sense laws, which supposedly our Congress and Senate have already put into action. So the question remains, why are they still deliberating these same issues that they have been deliberating for the last century or so, okay? And again, that's a topic for another podcast. I'd like to point out that having a felony on your record is no small matter. It'll prevent them from voting. And as we all know, there are certain states that want to allow immigrants to vote. Well, this would cut that out. It will prevent them from certain employment opportunities. It'll prevent them from certain child custody situations. If you're involved in custody dispute, a criminal record can be used against you in court. It's potentially influencing, right? Felony crimes may impact the terms of your custody if a judge finds that your criminal conduct influences your ability to be a good person or a good citizen. And custody of a child after a felony conviction can be a difficult battle if the other parent is able to care and provide for the child better than you. So there's a lot of things that having a felony just right there can affect someone. Again, with a juror, right? You can't serve on jury duty. It's going to prevent them from jobs. It'll prevent them from voting. Holding public office, public benefits. You can't get public benefits, right, if you've been convicted for certain things in certain states. So obviously, this would be dealt on a state-by-state level, but at the end of the day, everyone knows that having a felony on your record is one of the worst things someone can have, right? Because it's like tying your hands behind your back. Who would want to do that to themselves? You can't even exercise your Second Amendment right and hold a firearm. It prevents you from holding a firearm because you have a felony. So this is why upgrading the crime of illegal entry into America, I don't care what you're claiming, there's a legal way to come here by claiming that, and then there's the illegal way of coming here. And all we're talking about is increasing the crime from what it currently is and upgrading it to a felony for anyone that enters this country illegally. And we will go into more about why that is so important when we come back. If you are hearing this message, then you are now part of the cause. Join our newsletter now, UnitedStatesNation.us. Now, make no mistake, this isn't something we plan on having done through the course, you know, like they're doing now. Oh, here's your ticket, show up in court, and then in 30 years, and we'll see what we're going to do. No, what I'm talking about is immediate upon surrender, upon someone getting them, right, when they're taken into custody, immediately upon being taken into custody, they are issued right then and there a felony trespass conviction. And then they're immediately taken. And now that's just where it starts, guys, right? That's how they get logged into the American system. You came here, you wanted to be here, fine. You knew it was going to be a felony, boom. It goes on your immediate permanent record, never to be expunged. That's important, never to be expunged. Now, immediately upon collection of these illegal entrants, as they surrender to our security border patrol, as they always do, instead of coming in the legal way, as they should, through the proper crossing areas, they are taken to MEPS, Military Entrance Processing Station, where they will be processed into one of the branches of our military. They don't get to choose. Where we need them is where they will go. Obviously, if they want to be an American, they would want to serve for this country. They should have no problem with that. If they were willing to get raped or killed or lie, cheat, and steal to get here for this phenomenal country, then obviously to do that within our own military would be much easier, and they're getting fed better and better domicile locations and traveling locations. I mean, it's a much better deal. So if they're willing to go through what they went through to get here because they love this country so much, then serving this country, they should want to do willingly. If they don't, And they avoid going to MEPS. They run away. Well, we all know what that's called. It's called AWOL. It's called treason. And we all know how treason is dealt with. You can be put to death for treason. And so that's why, my friends, upgrading the crime of illegal entry to a felony is important. But second most, having them dedicate themselves to serving this country, putting their lifeline on the for this country, the way they put their life on the line to get here, shows that they really want to be here. And that gives them a path to citizenship. They put their life on the line. They fought for this country. They put 6 years in, six dedicated years, to serve in our military, to protect this country from those that want to invade it. So, are they the invaders, or are they going to be the protectors? Interesting choice. Now, amazingly, a lot of my listeners apparently chimed in on my debut pilot episode of when I said that 18-year-olds and up would be processed immediately into the military and minors would be taken into custody and taken care of by the American government, and an uproar broke out. Guys, let's be real. Kids cannot go to boot camp with their parents. I don't care where you're from, where you're at. It just does not happen that way. So this isn't anything that, you know, we're not asking anyone else to not do that we are not already doing ourselves. And upon completion of boot camp and their specialized training, and once they get stationed, then obviously their children will be returned to them for them to raise. But in the meantime, those children need to be taken care of. And not only that, they need the proper indoctrination process to understand what it's like to be an American and why they're here to begin with. Why this is the land of opportunity, the land of dreams for everybody from everywhere. And these are things we should all want to encourage so that we can all prosper. This gives a heads up to illegal aliens and migrants that are coming here under illegal pretense to earn a living, secure our borders, secure America, secure the world, give us the biggest, best military ever, provides them a means of living, gives their kids an educational process and a path to citizenship for everybody. It's a win, 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 win. And guess what? It'll weed out those that hate the country because they won't put their life on the line, because they won't dedicate themselves. It'll weed out those drug dealers that are just using others because they won't put their life on the line, right? It'll weed out the coyotes because once they know, and once anyone else knows that they can actually just come on in, but yet there is a price to pay, then there will be no need for the coyotes. We need a proper toolkit in place for a pathway for people that still want to come and achieve the American dream. But furthermore, all these countries they're coming from, in my opinion, are great countries that they should never be leaving. I've been to most of these countries. They're beautiful. Most Americans want to go vacation there. So why, and this is an important question, why is everyone being told a bunch of, in someone's terms, malarkey, that they have to evacuate where they're coming, or coming from, because it's so bad there? Yet, at the same token, then they turn around and buy an airplane ticket to go vacation there. Does that make any sense to you? So they're playing everybody. They're sending people here for whatever reason. How do caravans even start? Do you just wake up one day and say, hey, I got an idea. There's a big crowd out there. Let me go get them and say, hey, let's go to America because, you know, why not? No, they're organized. It has to be advertised for over the radio and pamphlets and some sort of community, you know, gathering places. I mean, it's well planned, guys. Who is executing that? Who is orchestrating all this? And I know everyone wants to shout out certain names, right? The left will say, oh, Koch brothers, blah, 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 blah. And the right will say, oh, it's George Soros and blah, 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 blah. Sure. But at the end of the day, what's really going on? Who's really influencing these people? And what is their motive behind it? Like I said, we have a lot to get into in this podcast. There's a lot going on this planet. There's a lot going on in this country. And the American people are being played monkey in the middle by the two political parties who are more afraid of being exposed for their corruption. They're being blackmailed by the outside. Therefore, these games that they keep playing through the media are just to keep you entertained. By the time someone actually gets indicted for anything, they'll be long gone and dead, and the damage will be well done. If they want to attack you now, they will. So, if things are still being played out, it's because it's all part of the show, folks. It's all part of the show. And with that, this episode of this show is over.